In an ever-changing world, Off Hollywood Media presents a voice of truth and inspiration, resonating a vibration of love and understanding, illuminating new paths for new directions, as we, as one, strive for higher and higher levels of consciousness, always remembering life changes. And now, your host, our MC, our master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Wow. Ciao, everyone. I am so excited to be here today. We've got a really great show. I'm so looking forward to putting our guest on, who is a doctor of lymphology, which I think is fascinating because I didn't even know there was a study in that, and a doctor of preventive medicine. So that is a show that I can't wait to get to. And we are getting him on the line right now because he travels all over and he lives in another state, and hopefully we'll have him soon in Los Angeles here where we'll get to learn more from him with live events and training courses and all that good stuff. But in the meantime, we'll have him on the phone in just a little bit. In the meantime, I had such a week. It started, as you all know, with my brother Peter on the air here with us as we talked about how he is helping businesses change themselves, or people within businesses change the world by changing businesses and making us look at the business of business in a whole other way. And he talks about healing the corporation and all those kinds of things and applying what we've thought about being the change we wish to see in the world, seeing the business as the change it wishes to see in the world. So that's a really interesting show. It's already up on the website for anybody who's interested in hearing that. And the interesting thing is that the week ended with my other brother, with me being at his show. And it was such a treat to be in his studio and listening to his show. And his name is Anthony. My brother that we had was Peter, and this brother's name is Anthony, and he put on a great show. His show is AnthonyOnAir.com if you're interested in going to hear about the other brother, and that's it. That's the brothers. And we're all out there changing the world in our own way and putting our message out there, and we're happy to be doing it, and we're happy to be coming together and doing things as well. And so here it is. And it, you know, the interesting thing is I got to spend some time with him, and we got off on a subject of which Anthony is passionate about, and that is fine wines. And he was telling me about wines in different parts of the world, and he was telling me about wines in France and how they are separated as to only this kind of wine, only the Chablis can come from, I guess, the Chablis area, and only the Bourgogne, you know, it's just every area has its, and I know this about Champagne, actually, come to think of it, only Champagne, only wine that can be called Champagne is the wine that comes from the Champagne region of France. So, and then, but within that, you have the different levels of this wine I don't even remember the names, but it was fascinating to listen to all that. And then how they can even separate, now I didn't know this, you can not just what winery it came from, the wine, and not just what part of the winery, but even to the row of grapes. And I thought that was most interesting, that they separated even to the row of grapes. And then from there, you taste every individual bottle has its own, obviously, history. And then by tasting it, you know what the grape was going through, what the vine, where what it was digging into, the different levels of dirt and how deep it went, and what it hit, whether it was clay or minerals of certain. I mean, it just went on and on and on. And so he said, when you're drinking a glass of fine wine that has this history, it has this energy, it has this whole experience, not just, you're taking it all in, actually. All of what the grape experienced, you're taking it all in, and you're learning about it, and it was just mind-boggling, and I couldn't wait to have a delicious glass of fine wine. But what it made me think about was how each individual, you and I, and he, and everybody that we know, and people that we don't know, all of us in the world, we are like those vines, more so. And does anybody really take the time to find out what we've been through, what we have hit as our roots have grown over the years, and whether we've hit clay or minerals or tar or volcanic ash, what have we been through, and how instead we are kind of, let's say, ushered through, or maybe even pushed through a school system, a social system that tries to make us the same. And does anybody, and sometimes I wonder about even our partners in life, or our close friends, or certainly probably not our teachers, if anybody takes the time to really listen to us or look at us or stay with us for a moment, like some people do with a fine glass of wine, and say, this is what you've been through. I see you. I hear you. I taste you. I get you. Like we do with wine. It was a very interesting analogy. And I'd like to be known that way. I'd like to know myself more that way. And I'd like to know more people that way, the people that are close to me, like I am starting to learn now about fine wines. And so I invite you all to think about that the next time you have a delicious glass of wine, or a beverage of your choice, or even water. There are water connoisseurs, or olive oil, or whatever, that yes, all of that has a history, and all of that is very important as you are savoring and experiencing. But remember, each one of us is at the very least just as important as a glass of wine, as a vineyard, as a row of grape, a row of grapes, as a cluster of grapes. You know what I'm trying to say. Each one of us is just as important as all that. So it really brought that point home to me. And interestingly enough, our guest today has some experience in so many ways, even about the school system. And his father had gone through a way of looking at the school system and saying, well, this is how we teach, and there's a different way of doing it. And unfortunately, it's not adopted yet, but that's not the product of our show, but I just found that an interesting correlation. But our guest today has done so much himself, but I'm just going to be brief because he's going to talk so much. He's got so much great information. He is Dr. Stephen West, DL and PMD. I had to look that up because I thought, what in the world are those things? Well, they're Doctor of Lymphology and Doctor of Preventive Medicine. And what could be better? I mean, shouldn't it all be that? At least the preventive medicine part. The lymphology we'll learn more about in just a moment. He is one of America's most influential health experts. With over two decades of experience, he has developed and refined many health training and education programs. Stephen was born in Arizona on Father's Day, a son of an internationally famous Dr. C. Manuel West, who dedicated his life to save lives. Learn what the hidden treasures are of knowledge. Learn what the hidden treasures of knowledge really are. The unseen principles behind all healing arts and all personal development. So I welcome onto the show Dr. Stephen West.
Thank you, Filippo.
Did you like that, what I said about the school system?
You know, it's very, very powerful. My father had his master's in public school administration and actually had Teacher of the Year award every single year he taught, which is something that I hadn't shared with you. It's unusual for a chemistry teacher to get that because it's the students that nominate for that, and how many of us nominated our chemistry teacher?
Mm.
But he really understood the public school system. Some of the biggest flaws is, for example, they wait to the last day to try and pass or fail someone, right?
Right.
What they call a final exam, but it's a proven method of learning. One of the fastest ways in the world to learn is if you give someone that final exam on the very first day of school, tell them where to go for each question to find the answers in the book. So basically you give them the page numbers in the book to find the answers, open book, home study, everybody makes an A. One of the fastest ways in the world to learn. So if your goal is just to pass or fail, keep doing that at the very end. But if you want to help people learn, we're saying this is what we do. We give that exam on the first day. And everybody that takes this exam that we have, they actually make an A. Every single one of them actually end up learning from the system. It's changed lives. Everybody who's taken it has had just huge impact.
You know, Stephen, that's really interesting and important, because the exam that you all have everybody take through the kits that you have and through the courses that you do are exams about our life, about our bodies, about living, right?
Yeah. And the corporation, you know, you're talking about somebody helping people with basically, we're in transition from where we've come from, with some of the dysfunctions where we all come from, every family, every business, the things that have infiltrated us all from where we all come from. We're shaking off that dysfunction, and we're moving further and further away from the controlling type programming and more into the freedom and giving and sharing. So that's more into the basically the gift of charity, which in my mind is the greatest power in the universe. It's a fundamental. So it's very, very powerful.
Yeah, you're talking about. I was talking about my brother Peter at the very beginning, but yeah, we are all aligned here. We're all talking about the same thing, and that is healing, and hopefully we'll get past healing, and we'll go to maintaining, which is actually part of what your work is. So let's start at the very beginning of this. And we talked about your dad and the school system, but he was on a mission, and he was out there talking about the lymph nodes. Tell us what his mission was and why he thought, or not the lymph nodes, but the lymphatic system, why he thought the lymphatic system was that important.
Well, what he discovered about it, he made discoveries that he ended up being nominated for Nobel Prizes for. And
right.
The lymphatic vessels, the truth is we have so many people out there. I've been doing a documentary called The Secret to Your Inner Fountain of Youth, and we're asking people, do you know about your other set of vessels in your body? And most people say no. Even talking to people that graduated in science at UCLA, and he's saying, I had never heard about this before. And if it's true, yeah, it should be begun to be taught in grade school, because what I'm talking about is in third grade language, helping people understand the importance of it. You have, and it is your immune system. It is your internal purification system. It's a beautiful system, the way that it's designed to work. It's actually, it ties into all the pure laws and principles of personal development or healing. It literally lays the scientific foundation of all the healing arts. And in understanding this, we understand scientifically why the healing arts do what they do, right down to the cell level. Because of the life and death processes of the cells, we know what causes diseases. So for years, doctors have been saying, we don't know anything that you could have been doing to cause it, and we don't know, there's nothing you could do to prevent it or do about it. Well, we're saying there's an infinite number of things that are causing our problems, and there's an infinite number of things that we can do to solve them. So basically, the lymphatic system is like the garbage man in the body. And how many people have heard about the New York garbage strike, where it didn't take long, where the garbage was all piled up in the streets, stinky, smelly, and really tough to move around in? Well, that's kind of what happens inside the body if the lymphatic system does not move up to par. It's like bringing the groceries in and not taking the garbage out. It's kind of there to help eliminate all the poisons and toxins in the body. Everything that eats has to go to the bathroom, including our body cells. Mm. So living water is flowing water, right? And dead water is stagnant water. So that's another important thing for people to understand, that the importance of the lymphatic system is right to the heart of the life and death processes of the cells and what's happening in our body, whether what's causing the pain in our body, because pain is just lack of oxygen. The pain from the heart attack doesn't even come until the oxygen supply is shut off. You have to turn the cells into an environment where it's basically internal drowning in the body and a lack of oxygen environment before somebody ends up with pain and also cancer. Because over time, the glucose will sit there, the healthy glucose that all cells need sits there and ferments. So that ends up, the cells have to decide, well, either we're going to sit here and rot because our life processes are shutting off and lack of oxygen, or we have to figure out how to live on the fermented sugar. So over time, we've figured, a lot of people's bodies have been figuring out how to live on fermented sugar. So cancer, that's been the number two killer for both men and women, and the number one for children, this is actually showing what's actually been causing that. How all these pure laws and principles, whether it's the mental, nutritional, or physical laws, are tied right into it. If we first take the mental laws, people think even that it doesn't matter what they think as long as they just don't say something when they go home to their loved ones with whatever is on their mind. And if you're thinking that, if you've ever thought that, we have to get rid of even that subconscious type of programming that they can pick up on. Because what we're able to teach people now is that, especially when you look your loved ones in the eyes, their subconscious still knows. So we're laying stepping stones for that. But anyway, if you do have an argument with a loved one, what it does is it's a form of stress which dilates the capillary walls in the blood. Out comes the blood protein with the water and forms a little lake around the cells. Lack of oxygen sets off your generators, and people say they got to go take a nap just to recover. And we probably have a lot of listeners on the listening to this show that are, oh, I can remember when that's happened to me, because how many of us had a perfect family? Basically nobody. And most of the learning starts as we come into this world, is from whatever family we grew up in. And none of them were perfect, right?
So, and I don't know if they're designed to be, and maybe that's the good news. I don't know. But let me ask you this. What does this have to do with the lymphatic system? So we get into an argument, and stress is created, and the cells release a protein or something, and it fills around with water. And then?
Right. Let me make it really simple for you. If everybody out there listening, we'll use your hand as a chart. It took us a long time to make it this simple, and this is basically what we're talking about, so please follow along. There's a healthy environment, and then there's a disease environment. And if you can understand what we're about ready to share with you, we're going to teach you something that hasn't been taught in medical schools, even after they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars hoping to learn this. This is something that hasn't even been taught to them. But if you make a fist out of your hand and extend your thumb, and then extend your index finger so that they're parallel, like your pointer finger. You're looking at them now. They're parallel to each other. Now, pull them close together, but don't touch them. Visualize your finger being a blood vessel, your thumb being a lymphatic vessel, and the cells are between them. It took us a long time, again, to make it this simple. And this environment where the cells are close to each other and to the blood capillary, they get the oxygen and nutrients from the blood. All the life processes are on. There's an electric generator my father actually discovered, the sodium-potassium pump. It's generating the power for the eyes to see, for the heart to beat, for the white blood cells and lymphocytes to eat up cancer, viral infections, or whatever. It's generating the power for the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas to produce insulin so that we don't have diabetes. Now, what happens is when you pull the thumb and finger further and further apart, this is what happens when we get in that little argument with a loved one. It dilates capillary walls in the bloodstream and allows the blood protein and water, which the blood is mostly water, and it's held in by the blood proteins. But if the capillaries pours and the blood vessels dilate, it can come out faster than it's supposed to, faster than the lymph vessels can retrieve it. The lymph vessels are supposed to be able to retrieve it normally. They're a negative pressure system. They work like a vacuum. They're there to pull out any excess fluids with the proteins and with the toxins. And as they come through lymph nodes, where there's high concentrations of the best fighters in the body are lymphocytes made up of white blood cells, they neutralize and eliminate it. So by the time it dumps all the fluid back in the bloodstream, it's all purified. This is the beautiful system that is the lymphatic system. It is our purification system. But what? Now look back at your hand as you were holding it in that disease environment you were looking at. That also represents cancer, because the glucose sits and ferments every single time in the lack of oxygen. It takes glucose and oxygen to make the ATP. That's all part of the Krebs cycle, which most of us probably heard of. But then if you take that first part of the Krebs cycle, you know where the power comes from, because that also, that ATP turns on that sodium-potassium pump, that electric generator. That's where the power comes from. And how many of us want more power? Just about everybody, when I talk to live audiences, every hand goes up. Everybody wants more power.
Mine went up, but you can't see it, because you're not in the studio, Stephen.
Okay.
So now instead of all the blood cells being closer together, as that's the power that they have when they're closer together as they're going through our system, now they're separated more apart, and they've got water around them, and so they're not able to work as efficiently. Am I getting that right?
That's right. They're literally out of range of the oxygen and nutrients in your blood, and it really doesn't matter how much money you're spending on nutritional supplements if the cells are out of range to receive that nutrition. So what we're showing you is we know how to unlock the blood proteins, for one thing, because there is a way that they lock, and they can sit there for a lifetime if you don't know how to unlock them. We know a simple way to unlock them, doesn't cost people a dime once they know how the body really works, and how to activate their lymphatic vessels to pull that out with all the excess fluid and the excess sodium. Because, you know, excess sodium is a big problem too, and wherever you get trapped blood proteins, there's also excess sodium. So there's
now,
that delicate balance.
Right.
Yes.
Stephen, you're saying this is like the fountain of youth. I mean, this is the internal fountain of youth that we're looking for, and that it's all right underneath our nose.
Let's talk about how simple this can be. How much does it cost you to take a deep breath? Is one of the first basic things that we talk about. How simple and fun is it to laugh? And laughter is the opposite of anger. Well, it doesn't cost us a dime. How many people can do that for you? Well, really nobody. And you shouldn't have to ask your doctor if deep breathing is right for you. Another thing is you're literally, the lungs at the very peak of inhalation of a deep breath put pressure on the largest lymph vessel in the body, and they make it shoot like a geyser, like an oil well, and dump the fluid back in the bloodstream where it belongs. The truth is we're losing over half of the blood proteins and water from the bloodstream every 24 hours. That's another thing that's not being taught to the medical doctors. They're still teaching that they're too large to even leave. But if you want to know the truth about this, which shall set you free, we've got all the credit we're giving to the doctors from Tulane, Mississippi, and Harvard Medical Schools who did the actual original research on this, available on our website. It's not the doctor's fault that they aren't, we're not going to point the finger. It's not their fault that they don't know. They just haven't been taught. And these are things, you know, some people say seeing is believing. And if that's in their programming, they'll never really get around to learning about this, because they can't see the lymphatic vessels with the naked eye. You have to have super powerful microscopes to see them, and if they try to probe them to examine them, they just disintegrate. It's been one of the reasons why it's been difficult to discover or do research on. But it was my father's full life work of study, and it's something that I've picked up, and we're moving it forward, basically giving it to people on a silver platter, what's taken us over 40 years to learn, okay? And digging up old research that say, some people say it's just been neglected or overlooked, and we just let people call it whatever we want. Again, we would never want to get in the mode of pointing fingers anyway. We just like to give credit where credit's due and help people know. Now that they know where the problems are, what can we do to focus on the solutions? And another thing that we have to talk about is we know the healthcare costs have been doubling and tripling every 10 years since 1950. You know, and how long can we keep surviving that? Well, every dime we've spent in it, the healthcare costs have kept going up. We don't want to spend too much time on it, but the death rates have also been doubling and up along with that. Cancer has almost been passed up by obesity now. Not a whole lot of people even heard about that. But obesity is almost tied with cancer as the number two killer. And it's a form of lymphedema. This is how fast people are blowing up, like a balloon. This is what's happening. It's like blowing up a balloon around the environment of the cells that we were showing you using your hand. That is a cell environment that represents environments in the heart, lungs, liver, any cell environment you talk about. They name the disease according to where that happens, how it affects that part of the body, or who discovered it. Once you understand this process, the name of the disease or problem means nothing anymore. So what does that mean for everybody? This is what we're telling you is we've got the solutions. We know what has to be done to eliminate every single disease on earth. The reason why we started talking about the mental laws is because in order to do it, we also have to establish peace in the process. So that's very powerful.
Did you say we have to establish peace?
Peace. That's why we started talking about the argument with a loved one, what it does to us. We got to love our enemy to save ourselves sometimes, or we have to cut off the toxic relationships one way or another. We have to be willing to do what it takes. And it's amazing how much truth has been coming out in different ways, even in Hollywood, to help wake people up about this. That we are not alone. We actually, everything that we do affects those around us. Right?
Right.
So we have this this whole consciousness, this universal consciousness that's happening on a mass scale, and those who aren't in touch with that are going one way. Those who are coming another way, with who are staying in the truth and the light. And basically, it's the big battle of good and bad that people have talked about. My father said the last chapter's already been written. We know how it ends. And we shouldn't have to worry about it. Our focus should be as long as we're doing what we know we're supposed to be doing, we have nothing to fear. Absolutely not. Anything at all to fear. And Tony Robbins, who's a student of ours in the beginning, he would talk about fear into power. He had his firewalk experience, and he'd help people take the fear and turn that into their power. So there's a way to do that. And there's every single miracle has a process behind it, whether it's understanding your programming, your relationships, understanding the cause of prevention of pain or disease. If you go back to that hand, when you saw that disease environment with the thumb and finger further apart, and you visualize the cells pushed further and further apart from each other and away from the capillary wall, when the generator shut off and lack of oxygen, the minerals fall out of solution. If that happens in your eyes, you get cataracts. In the arteries, you get hardening of the arteries. In the joints, you end up with arthritis. So again, now you understand what those blood proteins do. They also pull out the excess sodium because they have a negative charge, pulls the positive single sodium ions out in abundance. They've known for years that excess sodium is associated with all kinds of problems. But now if they tell you to take low sodium intake through your diet, yet you still got trapped blood proteins, and knowing that the sodium and potassium are the two main minerals of the cell, is that really going to do much, or is that more like slapping a Band-Aid on it? It doesn't really do anything for the cause, is what we're telling you. It doesn't really do much of anything for the cause. So if you get rid of the trapped blood proteins, you remove the excess sodium instantly. You reestablish the right pH balance. Your body creates its own living water. Everything goes perfect.
You know, Stephen, say that again, please.
When you remove the trapped blood proteins, it pulls out the excess sodium with it. So there's no more excess sodium. It pulls out the excess fluid with it. Now you can take your thumb and finger and pull them back close together again. Mm. Whatever the body that was in can come back into a healthy environment. So you get rid of all the
talking
problems.
About
the name
is, you're talking about things like heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, AIDS even. And you're saying that this example that you're giving us with the fingers and the cells and the protein and the water, all of that contributes to all of these. And bringing those fingers back together, and obviously talking as an analogy, will make all of that go away.
Absolutely true. What I am guaranteeing all the listeners is what we're teaching them is the truth, and it's up to them whatever they do with it. That's all I'm guaranteeing. The DL, the Doctor of Lymphology, and the PMD of Preventive Medicine, those are non-licensed, non-medical doctorates. They're for educational purposes only, and this is one thing that I'm very proud of, all of these things, because it's exactly the way I like it, because I like to be able to teach people the truth. You know, it was a master that said, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, right? I don't think anybody argues with that. There have been all kinds of masters in all kinds of cultures, and some people, a lot of people may want to call it more than that. I'm saying it this way because we're here to bring people together regardless of race or religion, because we've got stepping stones that based just on how the life and death process of the cell works, which we don't claim credit for. My father said it's been one miracle after another, the way that we've even learned what we know now, what we have the ability to teach.
And what you're saying,
literally one miracle after another.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's hard to hear. Sorry for stepping on you there, but what you're saying is that we know, or you know, that through mental, emotional, or spiritual health, physical health and nutritional health, those three things are what help bring those fingers together and make those blood cells happy. So you talked about
right.
the mental, saying that in a sense we have to have peace inside of us.
That's right.
Let's talk about the nutritional.
Well, when you feed a dog or a rat strychnine, the first thing it goes for is water. Poisons are poisons because they damage cells. And so you can take the free radical theory and toss it out the window temporarily. It doesn't have to be that complicated. It's this simple. Anything that damages your body cells, and what damages your body cells could be a little bit different than what damages somebody else's. Most of them can be the same. Some of them can be different, because we can be as different as our fingerprints sometimes. And a lot of them can still be the same. But let's explain. The damaged cells, whatever damaged them, damaged cells produce histamine and bradykinin, which dilate the capillary walls, and out comes the blood proteins in the water way faster than normal. What we said is they normally leave, we lose over half of them every 24 hours, just naturally. When they get dilated, they can come out very much faster. It can happen so fast that you can, the blood can lose pressure, because most of the blood is water, and it can lose pressure by the time someone lands on the ground after jumping off a tall building. That's how fast it happens under trauma and surgical shock. This is what's happening, because the blood vessels are losing pressure. Now, with the nutritionally, anything that's a poison for you will most likely make you abnormally thirsty. I'm not talking about the normal thirst that people experience, but beware of foods that make you abnormally thirsty. That's a sign that most likely it's not the best for you.
Hmm.
Abnormally thirsty. And so when you do deep breathing techniques, that can help put the blood protein and water back in the bloodstream. And there's all kinds of programs just on deep breathing alone. And then bouncing is another thing. How fun is that to bounce?
Stephen, before you go on, I just want to make sure. So you're talking now about the physical component. So we talked about mental, and you said that we need to find peace within ourselves. Nutritionally,
right.
we need to think about water and drinking more water, and also not eating as many things that make us thirsty, which I'm assuming you're also talking about, like white flour and things like that. I mean, breads and, you know, things that make us drunk.
Yeah, an orange is more simple than processed orange juice even, and it's better for you too. So it's getting back to understanding what,
right.
you know, some the poisons. Yeah, we do want you to understand really well. There's all kinds of research that we teach throughout our whole system where we get into quite a bit of detail about nutrition, although we don't put anybody on a diet. The reason why is because what you want to eat automatically changes the healthier you get and the more educated you get, the smarter you become. The smarter people are healthier people automatically, and vice versa. They go hand in hand. So, and those are the type of people that are a lot less likely to be a good little slave. too.
You know, come to think of it, I know where you're going there. At that time, I am going to interrupt you. Because we want to focus on the positive here and make sure, because what we focus on, we manifest. So just like you were talking about the mental, and ironically, mentally, if we're at peace, then we're not having to eat the comfort foods that some of us feel like we need in order to feel good. So there you go. We just brought in the mental.
The better way to say that is we're liberating the captives by helping them become healthy, by educating them. This is really the greatest war that we've ever fought is the war on disease. Mm. And so we're liberating the captives. And okay. All kinds of different ways. So that's thanks for, you know, calling me on that one.
Really no problem. Well, actually, let's talk about some liberating exercises that help us. Now, I thought this part was fascinating. Like, you started to touch on it earlier. You said, Filippo, breathe. And I'm like, what? What? So talk to us about breathing.
At the very peak of inhalation, the lungs put pressure on the thoracic duct, which is basically the tree trunk of the lymphatic system. With this lymph system, it's like the tree of life in the body. The branches go up in the head, the roots go down in the feet, and the tree trunk is in the chest. It's the largest vessel that is in the lymphatic system. We call it the tree trunk, and the scientific name is the thoracic duct. And I just can't help it. I've got to throw out a few technical terms here. But it's the thoracic duct. And most of the thing is, most of what people are looking for is right under their nose. Mm. When we are a shallow breather, that can actually be causing that disease environment we talked about, because you're not activating the lymphatic vessels enough to even keep you alive. So shallow breathing, for example, can cause cancer. And it's not anybody's fault. We're not saying that it's someone's fault because they died of cancer. What we're saying is because they hadn't been taught. And we know we've got a lot of people out there probably listening have had family members die of cancer. And it isn't right to make anybody feel like it was their fault because they haven't been taught. Mm. Now we have an opportunity to liberate the captive, and through education, the truth shall set them free.
Okay.
Listen to what we're saying. And you get into more details, but deep breathing and bouncing alone are the first two things that we talk about to activate the lymphatic system. And if we're in the physical part of this, how long have we been taught to be physically active? You know, we talked about this a little bit, and we took you all the way back to the very beginning of the oldest writings that we know of, even with Adam. What was he told? That he was to work by the sweat of his brow all the days of his life. But do you know who told him that, Filippo?
The Word of God.
Are you sure it wasn't Eve?
Oh, well, I
you know. Okay, I'm just kidding there.
Well, if she was, she just wanted him to go work and make some money, right?
I was just, you know, got to throw in a few jokes here and there. But for real, these are things that have been taught in the very beginning, that we're not to fight, argue, and quarrel, not to defile our body with, you know, things that are poisons, and that we're supposed to be physically active. And if we want to focus on all the positives of all these, which we really ought to and deserve to do the whole way, that means that we're supposed to even love our enemies to save ourselves if necessary, or do whatever it takes to cut off the toxic relationship again so that we can have healthy relationships.
And now you're back to the mental, which is, it's just a cycle here.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we're running out of time, and I want to make sure that we give our listeners something that they can go out and do right away, because one of the things, of course, is that they're going to get to go to your website at zerodisease.com or powerheal.com and learn more about what you're sharing, because, as you know, we can talk for hours on this. And it goes deep. But you know, you talked about babies and things that babies do naturally. So a baby starts to cry, and I loved this analogy. And then what happens?
Well, we actually work with babies right in the womb, activating their endocrine glands, because we've learned how to turn them on. And some people call them, they're called chakras in India, and they're called the seven houses of the body in China. But why wait 9 months to find out if there's any problems? Because these are especially responsible for the developmental stages babies go through in the womb. But then when they're born, when the baby cries by natural instinct, knowing something's wrong because they can feel it, they don't have to know why, natural instinct, they cry, then the mother's natural instinct is to take them and give them a very subtle, gentle, loving, nurturing bounce. So it's nothing like shaking baby, nothing dramatic, but very nurturing, subtle. And the baby, with the combination of deep breathing and bouncing, feels better and stops. Well, those two things are very powerful because they activate lymphatic vessels throughout the entire body. They actually chelate the whole body from head to toe, pull heavy metals out. That's right. This is how powerful the lymphatic vessels are, and this is what's been discovered. NASA called bouncing the most powerful form of exercise on the planet because every single muscle flexes at the bottom of the bounce. My father, they did that after his research on what he called lymphocyzing, because he said, don't just exercise, lymphocyze. So the combinations of deep breathing and bouncing, activating lymphatic system very dynamically, they both don't cost a dime to do. We also tell people it's not just what you see us doing, but what we're thinking while we're doing it. So we've got all these, any kind of personal development type programming, positive affirmations that you can think of, it adds value to. We have our own series of processes and turning on endocrine glands and any organ, any part of the body, just by knowing how the body works. It's taken us like 40 years of experience to figure out how to produce and transport adult stem cells, for example, to wherever we need to update our genetic data back to our perfect divine blueprint instead of transporting someone else's blueprint in our body. That's something that we all have in our bone marrow. We just have to have the keys to unlock it and transport it.
Yeah, I saw that on the website. I thought it was absolutely fascinating, and I knew we wouldn't have time for it today, but that is incredible.
So we do this for babies. We do it for all kinds of things. There are countless applications. There's an infinite number of ways things can be done, and we just like having fun with what we do. So if it's fun and it's simple, in fact, the more we've learned, sometimes you have to learn a lot to finally get things in their simplicity, but once you do, it's very powerful, very easy, very fun. That's how we like to give it to people, too. Just understand have to learn a lot sometimes to get it that way.
Talking about fun, you say that massage is very important. Now, do you mean necessarily does it have to be somebody else massaging, or you mean we need to be massaging ourselves as well?
We show techniques with a light fast stroke or compressing tissues, which is how massage and other modalities are tied into those things. We show people how to do these things, the combinations of these things, and how, where, and how to tweak it by themselves at home or with their loved ones, with their family. That's what it's really targeting. And it doesn't actually cost a dime to do once you understand these processes. That's been our big focus. Other people have been looking for a quick fix pill. And they're telling, most of those people are telling people that it's okay, you don't have to change a thing, just pop this in your mouth. But we know the truth, for people to become a new person, they really have to align themselves with the pure laws and principles of nature, prevent causing the situations. And that's the benefit of learning the truth about the prevention side.
You know, it's interesting, everything that you've talked about so far, and you mentioned the babies. I got to spend, as I said at the beginning of the show, time with my family, and I watched my nieces and nephews, and they breathe. They do a lot of running around. They bounce, and they touch each other. There's a lot of physical contact, which in a sense could be massage, and if I really looked at it closely, I might see some of the techniques that you might be talking about. What I wasn't focusing on is another element that you bring up is energy. I'm sure they're conveying
and
energy.
Right before we go there, how many of us know parents who have said, sit down, sit still, shut up, and what are they doing to their kids? Well, what we do is we give them something to bounce on. And it's true that the kids can run circles around, you know, some of the parents, right? Because they've got so much energy. Well, anyways, let's get into that energy now, because when you get into that fifth thing that activates lymphatics to heal the body, being energy, when you really understand it, you get into the most powerful healing technology in the world having to do with energy. And everything basically boils down to energy. You take color, in fact. Ever heard of color therapy?
Uh-huh.
Well, the seven colors of the rainbow actually resonate with the seven endocrine glands in the body, what we call power plants, the seven main energy centers. They direct energy to every organ and every part of the body. If any one of them is low, then they'll draw energy from the others. So that's part of the power plant series. We're teaching people how to turn them on because they'll send energy literally to every organ and every part of the body. Absolutely amazing. So very, very powerful. When you get into discovery 6 and 7 of the seven golden discoveries that my father taught, they're the most vital to understanding how healing works, and they have to do with the energy. It was discovered that when the life process of the cell, which is the sodium-potassium pump, when that electric generator shuts off, those blood proteins lock. And when we put that much energy back in, which is only about 0.9 millivolts, by the way, they unlock. And my father says when you put the same kind of frequencies that cells normally produce back in, you jumpstart the generator. So this is vital. We've got the key now to unlock it. What is it? Energy. And if all you were doing was physically activating the vessels to pull out the inflammation, you could get very limited results by trying to just physically activate vessels, knowing what does that. But knowing now what unlocks them, if you use a combination of things, this is what we've structured all of our techniques over. And that's what took us so long to learn, is exactly how to tweak all these things that we're talking about to get it done, the practical applications of these things. But if this is all you knew, you could go out and start getting results. We don't have to guarantee that deep breathing, the lungs will put pressure on the thoracic duct to make it shoot like a geyser. We don't have to guarantee that. We know that, that people can start getting results with some of these things. But it still may take you 40 years to get to where we are, and that's with a lot of inspiration. We can help shorten the learning curve for you, and basically we're giving away the farm when we teach people the best of everything we know. And a lot of trades, they don't give away the trick of the trades. Because why? They're afraid that they're going to have to work twice as hard to work with Joe Schmo around the corner. Well, that's part of the old dysfunctional thinking of where we all come from. And what we're doing is we're saying, hey, we're not going to saturate the need anytime soon. Look what's happening. Look around at our families, at what's happening to America as a whole. There's a huge need here. Healthcare costs alone, they've been the number one cause of bankruptcy. And what we have the ability to do now is take the biggest bummers, like the healthcare costs has been the biggest bummer financially, we could turn that around and turn it into our biggest woo-hoo for everybody in America, everybody around the world. That's what we have the potential to do. What we're telling you is we've got the answers.
Wow, Stephen, that is so exciting, and there's so much here, and we can go on and on about this, but the biggest woo-hoo is what you should be finding at zerodisease.com, and in case some of you aren't sure how to spell disease, it's DISEASE.com.
Zero is all spelled out as well.
What's that, powerheal.com, right?
Oh, zero is spelled out as well, with a Z-E-R-O. And then DISEASE, all spelled out.
Right, and there you'll find kits, and you'll find courses, and you'll find Dr. Stephen West, and you'll get to learn more about him, and get that information to the people that you love, including yourself, hopefully, and let's go out there and change the world, make it a better place.
Starting one more thing, may I? One more thing. Do I have time?
We got about 30 seconds.
You know, they say, without charity, you are nothing. We've kind of taken that to heart. Keep that in mind. Our finance department has programs that are designed to fit anyone's financial circumstances who decides that this is really for them. Because once you have the answers, if you turn people away, when you're talking life and death, it's, you know, with more knowledge, you got greater power and responsibility. So we're being responsible with this.
Well, Stephen, I can tell that you are, and that you're sincere about this, and the information sounds amazing. So I look forward to looking into it more myself. So more power to you and for what you do. And again, the website is zerodisease.com, and we've been talking to Dr. Stephen West, DL and PMD, Doctor of Lymphology and Doctor of Preventive Medicine. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you, Filippo. Really appreciate you. It's been a wonderful show and got a wonderful spirit. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You know, it's one of the interesting things about Stephen and his father is that this is a mission that they're on. And an interesting analogy that he gave me just before the show started was that he says, you know, imagine 9/11, or we'd rather you not imagine it, but he says in 9/11, people would see a plane hitting a tower and killing 3,000 people, including the people in the plane. Well, his father was seeing planes every day, in the sense of as he was seeing the patients come in, he's seeing this many people dying all over the place and saying, This is something that we need to stop. And that was how that mission got started, which is really, really fascinating. And now we have a favorite segment of very many people. We've gotten so many people talking about the State of the Universe address with our very own Dorothy Lee, our cosmic advisor.
Hi. Great show tonight. I want to share with you another easy way to manifest all of your highest and best good. We've talked about the law of attraction, and ever since the movie came out, there have been many other books and movies out there to explain the law. A day doesn't go by that I don't receive an email trying to sell me a book, a DVD, or a course to help me manifest all of my hopes, dreams, and desires by practicing the secret. A few months ago, Mark Legere, one of our producers, shared with me a very simple way to put the law of attraction into everyday action. He introduced me to the 10 intentions, and I've shared these with each of my clients since I found them, thanks to Mark. The 10 intentions are very simple and very powerful, and if you choose to read them aloud each and every day, you too can begin manifesting all of those things you dream of. Imagine how powerful and focused you can become by reading these 10 life-changing statements every single day. Number one intention, support life. I refrain from opposing or harming anyone. I allow others to have their own experiences. I see life in all things, and I honor it as if it were my own. I support life. Very powerful. Number two, seek truth. I follow my compass and discard any beliefs that are no longer serving me. I go to the source. I seek truth. Number three, I intend to set my course. I begin the creative process. I give direction to my life. I set my course. Number four, I intend to simplify. I let go so there is room for something better to come in. I intend that I am guided, guarded, and protected and lined up with the highest good at all times. I trust and remain open to receive from both expected and unexpected sources. I simplify. Five, stay positive. I see good, say good, and do good. I accept the gifts for all of my experiences. I am living in grace and gratitude. I stay positive. Number six, synchronize. After intending and surrendering, I take action by following the opportunities that are presented to me. I am in the flow where great mystery and miracles abide, fulfilling my desires and doing what I came here to do. I synchronize. Number seven, I intend to serve others. I practice love in action. I always have enough to spare and enough to share. I am available to help those who need it. I serve others. Number eight, shine your light. I am a magnificent being, awakening to my highest potential. I express myself with joy, smiling easy, and laughing often. I shine my light. Number nine, share your vision. I create my ideal world by envisioning it and telling others about it. I share my vision. And number 10, the last one, synergize. I see humanity as one. I enjoy gathering with lighthearted people regularly. When we come together, we set the stage for the great oneness to reveal itself. I synergize. Wow, I'm empowered from simply sharing these 10 intentions with all of our listeners tonight. Manifesting our highest and best good cannot get any easier than this. All you have to do is say the words, I intend, and then read each intention out loud. You can also form an intender circle by simply inviting your family and friends and like-minded friends to a weekly gathering where you can share your successes and empower one another in consciously co-creating the lives you were born to live. By setting our intentions every morning, we're putting our attention on the truth of who we are. We are the co-creators of this thing called life on Earth. So imagine how wonderful life can be if we focus on the good that is all around us. Thank you, Mark Legere, for sharing this with me. And for all of you listeners, if you want to know more about these awesome statements and how to best use them to change your lives, please go to our website, www.lifechangeswithfilippo.com, and click on to Life Changing Words in our navigation bar, and you will find a link for the 10 intentions. You can actually download and print a free color poster to hang on your wall. So please do yourself a favor and start each day by putting your attention on your intentions. Until next week, please choose to love yourself enough to make very conscious and elegant choices, and please know that you are loved. You are lovable, and you are loved.
Thank you, Dorothy Lee. And that was the State of the Universe Address, and that is our show. We'd like to thank again once Dr. Stephen West for such great information and for being on our show today, and invite you to learn more about him by going to our archives on our website, and there you could hear the show as well and share it with your friends. And also there is a link to his many websites. We look forward to next week and being together when we have our two guests. For the first time ever, we'll have two guests. They're going to be Eric Pearl's The Reconnection Team, Kelly Woodruff and Christy Upchurch. And that should be exciting because we'll have a male and a female perspective, and we'll get to talk about all kinds of things. If you don't know about The Reconnection and Eric Pearl's work, you'll be just as it's healing work, just a little bit like we talked about today, but on a whole different level, on a just the energetic level that Stephen started to allude to. So you can connect with us on Life Changes with Filippo Facebook fan page, which is getting really fun now. So that's why I wanted to mention that here. Let you know that today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles. And to learn more about them, visit our sponsor page on our website and click on their links. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and it has been my pleasure being of service today by hosting Life Changes. I, along with Dorothy Lee, and Mark Legere and Mark Skelton, our producers, and our engineer Seth, thank you for joining us and being a part of this show and being a part of the wonderful change we all wish to see in the world. Ciao.
You have been listening to Life Changes. Join us here every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and visit us on the web at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. And follow our community on Facebook at Life Changes with Filippo. Join us here next week as we consciously embrace and explore the only constant, life changes.